Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on King of OX.
We are back at it as we roll into the 7 o'clock hour. Great to have you with us today. Missouri football coming off their first loss of the season this past weekend. In many ways, they played well, but also a game where I think they can walk out of it and say maybe they should have won against Alabama, and now they are getting set to play on the road for the first time this season. It's amazing to say that on October 18th. That's going to be Saturday's date. To talk through all that, one of our favorite people to be able to speak with, he is the analyst on Missouri Radio Broadcast. He is a former Missouri Tiger. He is Howard Richards. You follow him on Twitter at @How_Rich. Howard, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Good evening, Matt. How are you, sir?
I am good. It's always good to be able to pick your brain on a few things. What was your takeaway on the game this past weekend where I think two things can be true? Like I just said, in many ways, Mizzou played well, but also a game that maybe they should have won.
Yeah, I think you saw it the way that I saw it also. The biggest thing when you're playing a team or teams the caliber of the Alabama Crimson Tide, the one thing you can't do is commit mental mistakes. And I think those were the things that really shot Mizzou in the foot. Mental mistakes, the taunting penalty early in the game, the two interceptions, you know, the turnovers always will kill you. And those are the things that Mizzou has to be able to overcome. It's about consistent play, which Missouri has not played. It has not played its best football all season long. If anyone tells you that, I don't know what team they've been watching. But, you know, halfway through the season, and there are certainly areas that need to improve. And I think that they're capable of doing so. You know, Eli Drinkwitz preaches this every week. You know, we want to be able to play better in the upcoming game that we play the following week. And in the week after that, play better than the last. They've yet to do that. You got to play a complete game. And again, against formidable opponents, it's hard to win when you make those kinds of mistakes. Also, you know, you only go 1-for-10 on third down. Your offense has to be able to stay on the field and extend drives. Give your defense a rest. If the defense is off the field much more than it was, maybe they become more effective. And I felt the way that you do that, you've got to be able to run the football a lot more than Missouri attempted to run. It's their bread and butter. It's their identity. And I think they got away from it.
What was, you allude to it, Ahmad Hardy, 12 carries. That seems like a missed opportunity.
Leading rusher in the nation going into that game. In my opinion, you know, could have still been the leading rusher in the nation if he's gotten more opportunities to run the football. One of the things that as a running team, that's your identity. you're going to face good teams that have good defenses, and from time to time, they're going to stop you. You may not be able to rush for 275 yards, 300 yards every week, but you may not need to. You can't allow a defense to dictate, you know, what your strength is or control your strength. Missouri's strength is running football, controlling time of possession. They were not good in either area on Saturday. And you can't, you have to be able to force the issue when you've got a good running game. They're going to stop you from time to time, but you're also going to be able to hit some explosive plays in the run game when you're, when you have players that are that good, like Jamal Roberts, like Ahmad Hardy. And I think that's where Missouri's, again, that's where its strength is on offense. Defensively, I think the defense did about as well as it could, given the caliber of players that Alabama had. But in spite of the mistakes that Missouri made, look, under 2 minutes left in the game, they got a chance to win this game. And I think what it shows is that the talent gap in the SEC, you know, from top to bottom, that gap is closed significantly. And Missouri, I think Alabama will tell you, they gave us all we wanted. And if not for a few things that happened during the game, you know, Missouri could walk away with a victory and be 6-0 right now.
What, you can't control your schedule totally. You can control your non-conference, but there's certain things that you want to accomplish in non-conference, and you're going to play a lot of home games, especially when you have your power conference opponent at home like they did this year with Kansas. But what do you take away from just the fact that it's going to be October 18th on Saturday, and that's going to be their first road game? That doesn't seem to be the most ideal situation.
Well, Eli Drinkwitz would tell you that they've already had a road game, and that was the during camp, Mizzou traveled to Lindenwood to scrimmage against the Lindenwood Lions. Now, it's not exactly a road game in the SEC, but it's the closest thing. I think to prepare your teams, he knew that he was going to have six straight home games. So he wanted to expose your team early, especially the newcomers that have not traveled with this football team. Give them some exposure so that they will know what to expect prior to this week in Auburn. At least they know where to go, where to be, what time, how it all works, how the taping schedule works, so that you have a sense of where you need to belong in a different environment. Because of having six straight home games, everyone gets a little bit complacent, but it's a little bit different on road. So I give an A for effort for Drink to at least exposing his team to try to give them some sense of what a road game situation is like.
Yeah, it's we'll see how it all plays out. But I guess the bottom line, and we'll wrap up with this, is that everything is still there for the taking. One loss is not an end of the world. They go to Auburn this weekend. That's a winnable game against Auburn for sure. They are not world beaters by any stretch of the mind. They have not won a game in the SEC. You can look at every single game and feel like Missouri has a chance here moving forward, and that's a great place for this program to be at.
No doubt about it. But by the same token, if you don't play your best, you could lose those games as well. And I think the talent on his team is just really good, and it should not be allowing the things that you can control. It should not allow those things to have an effect on any of your games in the win-loss column. So if you clean up the mistakes, this team can play with anyone, and it's going to be hard to beat down the road. But again, that's why we play these games, right? Yeah. There are no gimmies. Everyone's tough. Everyone, you know, faces the same sort of adversity. Everyone's got to travel on the road at some point and play in tough environments. Auburn is not the easiest place to play. Missouri went there 2 years ago and lost. Why? Mistakes. You fumble the ball forward through the end zone for a touchback. And then you miss a field goal, a chip shot. You know, those things, you've got to be able to be better in those areas, especially when you're traveling on the road in the SEC.
One more thing for you. I know I said that a moment ago, but you said something that I want to follow up on. You talked about just the talent that's on this team. When you think through the history of Missouri football, is this consistently as much talent as they have had kind of a year in, year out? Once Drink got this thing rolling over the last few years, have they in recent history had this much talent, or is this a high point for the program?
Well, when you won 9 games last year, 10 the season before in the regular season, and you're on course to do at least that this season.
Yeah.
So I think in certain areas, the talent is better than it was the last couple of years. In certain areas, you're down a little bit. But I think they've improved in the quarterback position overall. They've improved at running back. The offensive line is kind of yet to be determined at this point. Although you could say, well, you're leading the league in rushing through 6 games, or at least through 5 games. But we'll make that judgment by the end of the season. Defensively, they're on track. The secondary has to play better. Linebacker depth, I think, is really, really good. So we'll see by the end of the season if the win-loss record reflects the type of talent that I think that they have. I have a feeling it will. I'm confident that this team will be able to bounce back, understanding where they are. And just looking back at the video of the game and knowing that the game was, a victory was within its grasp as a team. If you got to play better. And this is why, as a coach, you preach every single play counts. Every single play counts. I cannot stress that enough to these guys. So, again, it's the mindset. Who do you want to be as an individual player? Collectively as a team, who do you want to be? How far do you want to go? It's really up to you.
He is Howard Richards. You hear him on Missouri Football Radio broadcast. Follow him on Twitter at @How_Rich. Howard, always appreciate the time. Thank you for doing this tonight, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Anytime, my friend. Take care. Thank you.
Awesome. Very good. That's Howard Richards. Love being able to talk with him and get his insight on all things going on with Mizzou football. I really mean it. And people may have kind of took a double take just now when I said that you look at the schedule and you can see a way that Missouri can win every game the rest of the way. I'm not saying I expect them to win every game the rest of the way. There's going to be some tough games. Anytime you're on the road in the SEC, it's going to be tough. So even against an Auburn team this weekend, that's not a gimme by any stretch of the mind. And you certainly don't want to have a hangover coming off this past week. And this might be a desperate Auburn team, not just because they're winless in SEC play, but Hugh Freeze, man, that seat is warm once again. And if he doesn't collect some wins here before all is said and done, he's going to be looking for a new job for sure. So going to Vanderbilt the week after that, that's not easy. That's not easy at all. Going to the number 17 team in the nation, Vanderbilt is a legit team. Pavia, their quarterback, so he's good. And so you can see scenarios where Mizzou can win both those games. Home against Texas A&M, I think they can beat anybody at home. I don't think there's a team in the nation that they can't beat at home. Not that they will beat at home. That's going to be – Texas A&M's really good, really, really good. I think they're a legit national championship contender for sure. But any home game, I'm going to look at that as an opportunity for win. Mississippi State that next week, they should win that. And then they finish at Oklahoma. That's going to be another really tough one. But we saw Oklahoma this past week. Now, the thing about Oklahoma this past week and their loss against Texas – they ran quarterback John Mateer back way too soon. So Mateer's been injured. He was out for a couple weeks. He was really pushing to get back. He was not fully healthy. He did not look good. Hindsight's 20/20. I know you always want to have your guy out there, but that was Oklahoma made a mistake this past weekend having Mateer out there, and I think it cost him a game against Texas, and then they'll wrap up the season when they take on Arkansas on the road. So that's, again, you can... Not that they are going to win every game. Not that they're going to be favored in every game. They're not going to be. They will not be favored in every game. But I don't think every single week you're going to be able to look at it and you're going to find a way to look at it in a way that you say, this is a winnable game for Mizzou. And this past weekend was winnable as well. And you just hope that at the end of the season, that Alabama loss doesn't come back to bite them. That they don't end up being a team that was just on the outside looking in on the college football playoff, and you feel like if they would have had that win against Alabama, that would have been the difference. You don't want that to happen, but if you can take care of business the rest of the way, you should be in pretty good shape. This weekend's college football schedule, it's okay. LSU, Vanderbilt, and Nashville, I think that's an interesting game. Anytime you start to really trust LSU, they kind of prove to you that maybe you shouldn't trust them. The Ole Miss-Georgia game, that's arguably the biggest game in the nation this weekend. That's going to be in Athens. So that's a last week we talked about the yeah, but with Mizzou. I think to a lesser extent, we have that with Ole Miss. I really, really like Lane Kiffin, but it feels like they don't win some of the big games. And or sometimes they win the big game when it doesn't matter to win the big game. They've collected enough losses that it's kind of a late season big win. This would be huge for Ole Miss, and that would kind of get rid of a lot of the questions that certainly surround the program. Tennessee, Alabama, that's an interesting game. USC, Notre Dame is an interesting game coming up this weekend. Utah, BYU, there's some interest certainly to that one as well. So that's kind of a rundown of what's going to be taking place this weekend when it comes to the games of note across the country. As far as Illinois goes, they are going to take the weekend off, so they're not going to play this weekend. They'll get back after it coming up in just a while. All right, so we've still got a lot coming up here this hour. Again, the Blues and the Blackhawks are going to match up tonight. That's going to be officially, for those of you who are, I always know when there's a Blues game because I can look out our window and see all the cars that are driving around. For those that are driving around right now, looking for a parking spot, maybe getting a little worried because it's supposed to be an 8:30 puck drop and you want to make sure that you're in the building. Well, it's listed as 8:30. It's going to be 8:52, so you don't have to worry about it. You still got a little bit of time. You still got about 90 minutes until that's going to get started. But we're going to listen into Jim Montgomery a little bit, his pregame comments that he made to the media earlier today. We'll play some of those. And then St. Louis University women's soccer coach Katie Shield, she's going to join us in about 15 minutes. So you don't want to go anywhere. This is a Gray Bar Sports Open Line. We'll hear from Coach Montgomery. That's coming up in just a moment or so as we roll on with the Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We are taking you until 8 o'clock this evening. The Blues tonight,
They've got a late start over at the Enterprise Center, officially an 8:30 puck drop against the Blackhawks. We were talking yesterday with Luke Horak, and he referred to it as like an 8:52 puck drop or something. So it might start a little bit after 8:30 this evening, a national TV game. Blues are looking for their first home win of the season. They began the year with a home game against Minnesota, lost that game 5-0, went on the road, scored 9 goals over 2 games and wins against Calgary and Vancouver. And now this is going to start a period where they are going to play 4 straight games at home before the season even got started. Jim Montgomery talked so much about the importance of having success early on in the season because there are so many home games at this point in the year. Speaking of Montgomery, he spent some time talking with the media earlier today, and the Blackhawks are in town, which is always a good, fun environment when these two teams are able to get after it. And for Montgomery, he feels like this is a Chicago team that is going to provide a challenge for his team.
A couple of things. Vastly improved hockey team, play a lot faster, have numbers around the puck all the time in every zone. They're doing a 1-1-3 in a neutral zone, which is always hard to penetrate through, so game management, puck management is going to be important for us.
Montgomery hoping to see even more progress from his squad. I mentioned a few moments ago just the way the season has gone along, where it feels like they've played a better game each time out, going from Minnesota to Calgary to Vancouver. And Montgomery talked a little bit about what is leading to that progress every game and what has to happen for it to continue on.
Well, I think it's just trust in our process and our habits. Those things, along with game management, that's the things we need to continue to build.
Joel Hofer is going to start in goal tonight for the Blues. Montgomery said that it's not going to be a 50-50 split between him and Jordan Binnington. Binnington will still get more starts, assuming everybody's healthy and everything goes according to plan. But he did say that you'll probably see Hofer in goal a little bit more this year than you saw last year. So that split's going to get a little bit closer to 50-50. The fact that it is a schedule this year that's going to be more games in a shorter amount of time, that's certainly part of it. But Montgomery went on to explain a little bit more of why it's good for Binnington, for Hofer, to be able to play a little bit more this season.
If you look at Binner's career, you know, more games he's played, you know, it's just harder on the body. And being in the West, you switch time zones a lot more than you do in East. You look at the goalies that play a lot. Martin Brodeur's career, he was in the East. You know, Tuukka Rask played a lot of games in Boston. He was in the East. You know, the goalie in Tampa, he's in the East.
And then when it comes specifically to Hofer, there's a lot of confidence in him, and they are very comfortable with him being in net.
I think his maturity of understanding the NHL, of just the experience of playing it, understanding the flow of the game, and understanding the importance of his position and how he commands the game. His confidence, he's never had an issue with confidence, you know, and that's why he is such a good goaltender. I don't know any goaltender that I've met, and I've had the good fortune of being around great goalies in my career. I've been around Patrick Roy. I've been around Martin Brodeur because of growing up in Montreal. I've been around Cujo. And then as a coach, you know, I've been around Bishop, and now I've been around Binnington. And in Boston, we had really high-end goaltenders. They want the net, and they believe they're going to make every save.
Last thing from Jim Montgomery. I thought this was interesting. He had previously mentioned Jordan Kyrou and Dylan Holloway, the two wingers on the second line. And those guys, he had mentioned, were pressing a little bit. Well, as he expounded on that today, he talked about just how early on in the season you see that a lot of individuals will be pressing, a lot of teams will be pressing. It's a very common thing early on in the season, but it's also something that can be fixed relatively quickly.
Being early in the year, it doesn't matter if it's a team or if it's an individual. You press, it seems like people press more early in the season. Like if you look at, you know, an example, New York Rangers, haven't scored in 3 games at home. And you could see it. They had opportunities last night. They played well, but they didn't finish. They're not calm. They're not relaxed. And what it takes one to go in. Happened to our team in game 2. We hadn't scored in 5 periods. It was about to be 5 periods. And then, you know, we took one puck to an ugly area. And then all of a sudden our team relaxed. We started playing hockey. And that's going to happen for those two individuals. They're too talented. Their second and third effort is what I talk to them about, is that if their effort on the puck and being relentless and tenacious on pucks, same thing I said to Snuggerud before the Vancouver game, you know, just go out and play. You know, we get to play a game for a living. Go out and enjoy it.
That is Blues coach Jim Montgomery speaking with the media earlier today. Blues in action tonight. They welcome in the Chicago Blackhawks. That's going to be an 8:30 puck drop, maybe closer to 8:50, but officially 8:30 puck drop over at the Enterprise Center. And it's going to be a late night at the rink tonight, but that's all right. Hopefully the Blues are able to come away with a victory. We'll take another break, and then when we return, we are going to talk some St. Louis University women's soccer. They've got a big matchup coming up later on this week. Their head coach, Katie Shields, is going to join us after this as you are locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. I'll tell you once, this is something you've heard before, but we'll continue to say it. The St. Louis University women's soccer program, they are rolling, as they always tend to do, and they've got a big one coming up tomorrow evening. They are going to play host to Dayton. That's going to be a matchup where first place is on the line. The SLU ladies right now, they have a league record sitting at 6-0 as far as Dayton goes. They're also 6-0, so first place on the line, and with that, we're very happy to welcome on to the program the head coach of the St. Louis University women's soccer program, Coach Katie Shields. Coach, thank you for taking some time. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know you guys like to take every game one game at a time and not put too much importance on a single game, but the numbers are what the numbers are, and this obviously is a very important matchup coming up tomorrow night.
It is, you know, and I think every season we seem to be marching towards a game like this. And, you know, I'm excited that this team has put themselves in the position to have an opportunity like tomorrow night's game. Dayton's a really good opponent, has had a really good start as well. And I think it'll be a tremendous college soccer game.
Yeah, I was looking at some of your numbers, and I feel like, you know, we talk every year, and it feels like there's always one or two kids that we really spotlight on. But this year, you've got two players with four goals. You've got four players with three goals. Is this one of those years where it really is, you got a whole bunch of players on the team that are contributing, and anybody can have that big night at any given moment?
Yeah, I think it's makes us maybe tricky to prepare for, you know, because you're not sure who exactly it's going to be on a given night. And I think we're getting, you know, we're getting goals from different players, goals in different ways. So obviously you love to have a pure goal scorer, but that doesn't necessarily, you know, have to be the recipe for success. And I think for us, this is exciting because you do have so many different weapons that you can find different ways to win games. And that's definitely what this team is shaping up to be.
29 total goals this season, 23 have been assisted, and there have been different player combinations on 21 of those 23 goals. I know that goes to just what you were saying, but that's a numerical representation of just how you can do things in so many different kind of ways.
Yeah, and I think it's great because we're getting a lot of contributions from younger players who are just getting better day by day. And then, you know, you're getting some veterans in there as well when you need them. And I it's been enjoyable to watch this team continue to grow. And I think, you know, that growth and that versatility will be on display tomorrow night.
How tough is it? Because you knew this matchup was coming tonight or tomorrow night. And you played Duquesne this past weekend on Sunday. You come away with a 2-1 victory. As a coach, is there anything that you need to do to make sure in situations like that with just this huge game looming that you make sure your team doesn't look over a game looking to that next one?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's something we just, as a program, pride ourselves on. It's how we always message the team. The team knows that. And hey, Duquesne was sitting in third place right behind us in Dayton. So we knew how good they were, and they proved to be a very stubborn opponent as well. And so, you know, for us, we're always game by game. We also know within the league, just with our history, we're going to get everyone's best shot. And so we never look past anybody. And we just try to kind of, I know it's coach speak, but improve ourselves day to day, game to game. So we're playing our best soccer come November, you know, and tomorrow it is just the next opponent. It's a great opportunity to solidify, you know, first place in the standings, help continue to control our destiny, but it is just the next game. And we, you know, whether the outcome, we'll be ready for the next one come Friday as well.
You always schedule really, really tough in the non-conference. You did that again this year. You had matchups against Penn State, Missouri, Indiana, Iowa. You're always going up against major conference teams. You go on the road, all that. What did you learn about your team in those early season matchups against some of the competition that I know you'll be hoping to see much later in this season?
Yeah, I think for us it helped us really solidify and understand areas that we weren't, as stable in or pieces we needed to really put together. It also just helped us play at the pace and the level that we aspire to be at or try to play at the pace and the level. It also helped some of our young players see what it looks like and experience what it looks like on the road and at home against, you know, top 10, top 25 opponents. And so for us, it's definitely the exposure piece. But this group, it's also trying to gain experience together in some of those moments and learn how to close out games, learn lessons and concede goals that you're not happy about, and how to, you know, continue to again, get better, but you got to test yourself to really know, you know, where you got to grow. And I think those games really helped us with that.
You talk about the group going through those experiences together. How much fun is it when you watch an entire group kind of lift up all together as the season moves along?
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, and I think there's some people maybe that would have counted us out this year, you know, so it's a rebuilding year. It's a, you know, it graduated all these players, and that's just not our expectation as a program. And I think this team in particular took that challenge head on and is taking that challenge head on and has something to prove and at times has a chip on their shoulder. And I love that kind of underdog at times mentality that we've seen, even though, again, this is a team that's currently sitting in first place playing for first place. But I like that spirit that is emerged from this group.
You know, you are going to get Dayton's absolute best effort. Talk to me a little bit about them and what it's going to take for you to come away victorious.
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team. They're a top 50 team. They're veteran, so it's a very different, you know, they have a lot of players that have been in the program, played a lot of heavy minutes together. They're, you know, senior, junior, senior heavy. So they're experienced. They know what it looks like. They know what plane flu looks like for them. They're athletic. They've got some talented pieces, and I think they don't give up a lot of chances, and they have only conceded one goal in the league. So, I think it'll be a tight game. And I think, you know, I don't think it'll be a high scoring fest, but we'll see. You know, I think for us, we'll prepare the team for Dayton. We always, always focus on ourselves and focus on being the best version of ourselves. And you're going to have to come deal with us. And as long as we put our best foot forward, we'll walk away, proud of the performance.
As you evolved as a coach and with your coaching staff, I always find it very interesting when coaches look more inward in terms of what they want to do or look more at the other team in the scouting report and try to attack something specific to other teams each matchup. How did you come to the place where you're at right now where it's almost always going to be doing what you do best?
Well, I think part of that is, that's the recipe we found success in, is doing what we do best, trusting our talent, trusting our players, trusting our identity. And, you know, I saw a quote today from Critchley at City that talks about, you know, culture eats tactics for breakfast. Mm. And so we've always been, we've always been culture driven. We've always been mentality driven. And I think anytime we've veered from that over my, 13 years, we've been a little disappointed. Just kind of try to stay true. And of course there are little adaptations or little changes and adjustments that'll happen through the games. But, we want to be us through and through, and our players, they just feel confident in themselves too, when they know what's expected of them and who we are.
I know you guys take a lot of pride in the home field advantage that is Herman Stadium and the fans that come out every single time. You're talking to a lot of people right now, though, on the radio that have probably never come out to see you guys play. As we wrap things up, just kind of share what fans can expect and why they should come out, especially for a huge game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, I think Herman Stadium is the best college soccer venue in the country. You know, it'll be a beautiful night, it looks like, weather-wise. Our women are They're champions. They play like champions. They play on the edge of their seat. It'll be a pretty high-paced, high-intensity attacking game. And I think they're just incredible. You know, they play with incredible passion and joy. And, you know, I think Herman Stadium, when full, is there's no place like it. And so I take a lot of pride in representing St. Louis. We've got a lot of our women from St. Louis. And so we love when the city comes out to support us.
It's going to be SLU and Dayton tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at Herman Stadium. Two teams that are 6-0 in league play, first place on the line. Coach, always appreciate you taking some time with us. Best of luck tomorrow night, and hopefully we're talking again very, very soon as postseason play is not that far off.
Thanks so much.
That is Coach Katie Shields. We will take a break. We've got a lot more coming up as we roll on with the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
For one final time, back at it with you on a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX, starting to wrap things up. It's been a fun show tonight for sure. Appreciate Katie Shields, the head coach over at St. Louis University Women's Soccer, for joining us just a few moments ago. Again, they've got a big-time matchup tomorrow evening, Herman Stadium, when they are going to match up against Dayton. A couple things before we do get out of here for the night. When we get done, we'll get the 8 o'clock news, and then we've got a Gas House Gang replay coming up. If you didn't catch it earlier today, it is Tom Ackerman and Chris Ranji, somebody who we had on this show not that long ago, but good friend Jerry Augustine. He's going to be on to talk baseball playoffs, so he's going to be on in just a little while. One of my favorite people to be able to listen to, so that's going to be coming up in just a while. Tomorrow night, Nate Gatter is going to be in for me. I've got the night off tomorrow. Kind of cool. I am a proud graduate of Ladue High School. And recently, the school district decided that they were going to start a Ladue Sports or Ladue Athletics Hall of Fame. And they have the gala coming up tomorrow night. And evidently, nobody else was available, so they asked me to MC it tomorrow night. So that's where I'm going to be at. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's a cool thing
to have gone to that school and then be asked to MC a gala with just an incredible, incredible group of athletes and teams that are being honored. It's going to be awesome. So looking forward to that. And then so Nate will be with you tomorrow night, and then I'll be with you coming up again on Friday. I just want to reiterate this one more time before we get out of here. And I don't like talking negatively about people I respect and people who did a good job and people that were important parts of things that I care deeply about. And I care deeply about the St. Louis Cardinals, and I so much appreciate what Mike Schilt did for the Cardinals when he was managing the team. And it obviously got to a point where his personality and some choices that he made resulted in him not being the manager anymore. And then seemingly those exact same things played out in San Diego, and he's not the Padres manager anymore. And because of the story that came out over the last day or so, we've been forced to talk a lot about it. So much of our conversation for in this show in the last day or so has been focused in on some of the negative personality characteristics of a Mike Schilt. And that's where I don't like talking about the negative stuff on people that I... Mike Schilt's a really good manager. Like, I feel like sometimes for people who don't like Oliver Marmol and they do like Mike Schilt, it's like you're either Team Ollie or Team Schilt. And it's never been that way for me. I think Mike Schilt's a heck of a manager. And I don't... He says he's never going to do it again. I don't know if he's ever going to have the opportunity to do it again. I think if he ever gets interviewed for a job again, he's going to have some very direct questions to answer when it comes to how he deals with other people in the organization, because now it's two organizations where it just hasn't gone quite well for him. But we all have not so great aspects of our personalities. I always talk about you don't want to be judged in your worst moment. I think you also don't want to be judged on the worst part of your personality. Now, there's certain lines that if you cross and if you do something in a certain way, you have to be judged on it. And essentially, that's what's happened with Schilt, because he's been a major league manager with two different teams, and he's not with either team, and it has little to nothing to do with the performance that he got from his team, certainly not in St. Louis. And now he was going to be back in San Diego. They were going to try to work with him on some things, but he was going to be back in San Diego. Did they underachieve in the playoffs each of the last 2 years? I think so. I think it's fair to say they were a team that had World Series aspirations, and it simply did not happen. But I just wanted to finish off with this. Like, Mike Schilt is a really, really important person to the history of the St. Louis Cardinals, both as the major league manager and all the work that he did in the minor leagues as well, and had such a positive impact on so many players. Is it disappointing to see the way some things went down with him? Yes, it is. And that has unfortunately become the story over the last 24 to 48 hours. I hope as we continue to move forward, assuming that his career really has come to an end as a major league manager, and he will be back in baseball in some form or fashion, I hope we can, both us and here in St. Louis and even the folks in San Diego, can look at more of the positives than the negatives, because he certainly has earned that and deserves it. That is it for the program tonight. Again, Nate Gatter in tomorrow. I will talk to you again coming up on Friday. This has been a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.